Greg Farrell is the president and CEO of Farrell Wealth and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Good morning and welcome to Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth, wealth management firm here in Valparaiso, Indiana, and servicing clients all over the nation in a number of different states is what we do, and certainly help people with their investments and you name it in regards to investments, insurance, debt, titling of assets, a number of different things that we talk about with our high net worth clients and their families, business owners, and we just started this show really to sort of help you save some money and make some money and try to educate yourselves as much as possible. It's a financial literacy podcast that we have been broadcasting here for a number of years and very excited to be able to bring you another edition here today on May 6, 2020, talking about the daily market update. Just want to be able to review a couple things here real quickly. And certainly hope that you are out there being safe and that you're safe and healthy, that you have had a home haircut. Unfortunately, unlike myself, I have not had that. So wearing a ball cap today, and we'll just get this show out as fast as possible as we send it through the compliance channels and up to YouTube. We do have a YouTube channel. It's called Farrell Wealth, F-A-R-R-A-L-L. It's like Will Farrell, but he spells his name miserably wrong. It is correctly spelled with F-A-R-R-A-L-L. And you can find us at Farrell Wealth on YouTube channel. We've been putting up a number of different videos and COVID-19 investment ideas and things that you can do to protect and preserve your portfolio as this market volatility has been epic. It has been absolutely violent and to the downside and now to the upside is what has been amazing for all of us to see in the investment world, and I'm sure you are watching as an investor, and certainly trying to take advantage of some of the things that are out there as opportunities, whether you have an appetite for risk or you do not. Just want to be able to help you out. So that's the game plan. You can find us on Twitter as well, at Farrell Wealth. You can find us in our Facebook page, at Farrell Wealth. And then you also can please email me at any time, greg@farrellwealth.com. Love to hear from you and love to know how you're doing and to catch up. The COVID-19 news that we have for today is reopening plans. Here we go. Reopening continues to play out in many parts of the United States with states like Texas and California trying to find ways to be able to lift lockdown restrictions. 20 states have lifted lockdown restrictions already. The five-day average of the new cases, new U.S. cases, has fallen 30% from the early April peak and is now at 24,000 cases per day, or now below the 24,000 cases per day, despite these higher testing rates. New cases in New York City have fallen 62% from the peak, and the improvement has come on testing nationally that rose 28% over the past week. All schools and shops may open in Germany over the next couple weeks. So that'll be interesting to watch as far as that goes. So that's my update on the COVID-19 virus. As far as today in the stock market is really a quiet day today. U.S. stocks opened slightly higher. They were up a little bit over, the Dow was up a little over 150 points. Strength in Asia and it was mixed in Europe overall, but it is a very quiet day so far. Focus remains on reopening the country. Next monetary and fiscal policy steps and the eventual economic recovery that we might see, we are hopeful to see certainly here in the future. The historically weak ADP, April ADP employment number came out this morning, and that not shockingly said that more than 20 million people lost their jobs in the month of April alone, and that reminded investors of the immediate economic impact of the COVID-19 virus. Remembering the flash crash. The flash crash occurred 10 years ago today. It's a matter of minutes. In a matter of minutes, the Dow lost more than 1,000 points, or nearly $1 trillion, What's so unique about this, as a decade later of this, how this is going, is most industries professionals really, they still can't agree on exactly what caused it. And that is, it was a historical day. I just wanted to be able to acknowledge it, as well as I forgot to acknowledge Cinco de Mayo. So celebrating Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, yesterday, I hope you were able to enjoy time with your family and maybe a good meal that had something to do with Taco Tuesday. Looking back, U.S. equities, I want to talk about U.S. equities, how they gained ground on Tuesday, closed near session lows amid a final hour sell-off. They were up well over 2% and ultimately sold off a little bit. But the healthcare technology industry led the gains yesterday. And looking ahead really on a technical basis of where things are in regards to levels that we all look at as far as investment advisors and trying to be able to find places to as a technical basis, these are all things you want to be able to consider: fundamentals, underlines, balance sheets, you name it, but also look on the technicals. And looking ahead, you're going to see weakness on these. Your Russell 2000 index and industrials and financial sectors are all down more than 5.8% since last Wednesday. So looking at some of these things as far as where we were and where we are, it's just trying to figure this out. But the S&P 500 faces resistance at 2930 to 3004 in there. And that means it will have difficulty pushing through those levels as we go higher. And on the downside, you're going to see technical support at 2727 and 2650 are pretty big numbers in regards to the push down. So just be looking at those numbers. It looks like right now, I got to say, it feels like we're kind of range bound as we're muddling through trying to figure this out and trying to see what the opening looks like in regards to the overall economy and some of the things you're going to see out there. I hope that helps. The show's Money Matters with Greg. I'm Greg Farrell, CEO and President of Farrell Wealth. And I'm just bringing you in a market update here today. I'm going to have a number of different things coming about here in the future, but I wanted to be able to bring you this market update on May 6, 2020. Again, reach out to us on YouTube, reach out to us through email, greg@farrellwealth.com. Love to hear from you. And I hope you're well, safe, healthy. Have a very healthy and profitable week. We'll see you.
Greg Farrell is the president, CEO of Farrell Wealth, and is a registered representative with and securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. The opinions of Greg and his guests are merely opinions. All individuals should get their proper advice investing and managing their personal finances. Money. Get back.